My life before Christ. I was born in Texas and raised in Chicago. My father was a Southern Baptist, but was out of my life before I can really remember. My mom was a Catholic, but we really only attended church for Christmas and Easter. I was sent to Catholic school at various times in my life up until the sixth grade. My main exposure to God was through other people. I didn't know him personally, but I was certainly a curious listener. I always knew that there was a God and that Christ died for my sins, but I was not committed to living for him. I didn't think about him much, and as my life grew more and more sinful, I was hoping he was not thinking about me. I heard that Jesus died for my sins. The focus of my life before Christ was on my selfish and worldly desires. Even though I was a terrible sinner, I thought of myself as a better person than the other sinners that surrounded me. Even though I was not seeking God, he had been pursuing me my entire life. I heard that Jesus died for my sins in CCD when I was 8 years old, but all the idolatry of the Catholic Church was a big distraction from the truth of the simple gospel that Jesus paid it all. I was taught as a Catholic that as long as I was a member of the Roman Catholic Church, I was going to be saved. I went to confession about once a year. I took Mass twice a year. Yet sadly, with all my religious activities, I was still lost and dead in my trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:3. As I became a man and got married, I tried to do good and righteous things on my own, like being a scout leader and being involved in the community. I tried to be the best worker that I could be at my employment, but all the good things in my life could not take away the guilt and sins that were weighing down on me like a 2-ton boulder. The first time I was exposed to the simple gospel message, I was 19 years old. I was with Brother Mike Tiberi Sr., and we were working at his local church in Itasca. The pastor spoke about Jesus in such a way that it showed me what I learned in the Catholic Church was wrong. It is by grace we are saved through faith, not by righteous deeds. The seeds of the gospel were planted then. Not much happened for many years until Mike Tiberi Jr. became an associate pastor at Living Hope. It was at that time I began to water the seed of the gospel in my heart by listening to Moody Radio. To add to that, the Lord sent someone daily to encourage me in the gospel, my co-worker Jonathan Velez. During this time, my daughter was making some bad decisions in her life, and that was helping me to see my desperation and need for Christ. God used my daughter's trials to show me that I can't live this life alone. There are many things in life that God alone can do. In March of this year, 2016, I started coming to church at Living Hope. And during that time, Pastor James Ford on Moody Radio explained the gospel to me. He explained that God gave Christ as a sacrifice for my sins, and I needed to give him everything. After that moment, the Spirit of God lit a fire in my soul, and it started as a slow tinder, but now has become an all-consuming blaze. My life since I came to know Christ. God drew me to himself for many years. But now in that moment, God gave me a new heart. I no longer wanted to live for myself, for the world's pleasures. I am hungry for the word and for the fellowship with God and fellow Christians. I can't explain the sense of peace I feel now that I am in Christ. There is a relief just coming to church. When I spend time with God's children, I feel strong and safe. As I begin to listen to the word, or listen to God and his word, he began slowly changing me. My habits have changed. God has washed and sanctified my words, my mind, and my heart. I still struggle greatly, but I find constant comfort in the word, and I cannot stop thinking about the Lord now. I can now say, since I have repented of my sins and put my whole faith in Christ, that I am God's child, and I am no longer condemned, as it says in Romans 8:1-2, there is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. My confession of Christ. As I come for baptism and membership here at Living Hope Bible Church today, I want to confess that Christ Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my Comforter. He is to me everything that I've been searching for my entire journey during my short 35 years on this earth. It is a joy to serve my perfect master. He is so merciful to me. I'd like to close with some verses that are precious to me. John 15:12-17 first. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so whatever that you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. And one of my favorite passages is kind of like a reflection of the story of my life. It's Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3 here. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth and a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Thank you.